It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fortside Fieldhouse. Our Fort Recovery Lady Indians are hosting the Lady New Bremen Cardinals. And we come in with a number six seed. Excuse me, I've got the boys there, sorry. We come in with a number six seed, and New Bremen is... Well, I still have the boys. I don't know how that happened. Let me get the girls' bracket here. So here we go. So we are a number four seed, and New Bremen is a number five seed. So the final MAC standings, MAC standings, Fort Recovery ended the season at 6-3. New Bremen ended the season at 5-4. Our only time that we've played them this year, of course, usually we play them once and that's it, but on December 3rd, we beat them 44-40. That was New Bremen's first basketball game after the volleyball state finals. So we're a whole season better and older, I guess you'd call it. But so are they. That was their very first basketball game. We'd had a couple before that. But that was their first basketball game, and we beat them 44-40 at their place, I believe. So we'll just see how this goes. Both teams are pretty good in places and have had some struggles in other places, but we'll kind of see how it all goes. I'll be joined in a little bit by Susie Fortkamp and Diana Rammel, and they'll give us a little more of their insight on the New Bremen girls. They know them very well, especially from volleyball, but from other things too, and they'll have a lot more insight into what's going on than I have, of course. So we'll be back in just a little bit with some more things from Susie and Diana and talk about some other stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about swimming, I hope. Hope we get a chance to do that. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Linda's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with six pieces of butterfly shrimp and two sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with three big pieces of fish and two sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with two sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy old man winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Fort Recovery Lady Indians will be taking on the New Bremen Lady Cardinals in a sectional final game. And the winner of this will go to probably Minster. Minster will be playing LCC tonight on Saturday. Let's see here. Yeah, we would be playing them next Thursday at Wapakoneta, if they will beat LCC tonight. So some of the games coming up tonight, LCC 8 seed, pretty decent seed, is at Minster, their number one seed. Parkway is at Marion Local. Parkway is a 6 seed and Marion Local is a 3 seed. Parkway was 1-8 in the league. Marion was 7-2. Upper Scioto Valley, 13 seed, is at New Knoxville, number 2 seed. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the higher seeds will win all three of those. The one that could be a little bit maybe is LCC usually throws a pretty good team out there, but I don't think they don't generally play the competition that Minster plays, so Minster will probably take that one pretty easily. Parkway, although they only have one win in the league, and Marion 7-2, Parkway can throw some good games out there, so you want to be careful of that one. Upper Scioto Valley at New Knoxville. Knoxville is just too tough for Upper Scioto Valley. That's my prediction on that'll be a more or less a blowout. So on Thursday, here were some games. LCC played Ridgemont. LCC was an 8 seed. Ridgemont was a 7 seed. LCC won that one 48-33. And again, they'll play number 1 seed Minster tonight. New Bremen, number 5 seed, beat Waynesfield Goshen, number 9 seed, 67-32. So a pretty good blowout there. And they are playing here tonight, of course. And then Marion Local, number 3 seed, beat Ada, 10 seed, 57-29. And they're hosting, that is number 6 seed Parkway tonight. And New Knoxville, number 2 seed, beat St. Henry pretty bad. Number 11 seed, 52-9. They just shut down St. Henry's offense. That was, and you know, you know how that kind of goes when a team gets your number and everything's working for them. It just can go south pretty quickly. So that's, from what I understand, that's kind of what happened with St. Henry, because that is not a normal score when New Knoxville plays St. Henry. It'd probably be, New Knoxville is a very, very good team, and St. Henry's down a little bit after the several good years, but they wouldn't get beat by 50 points or whatever that was and score only 9 points. So that was kind of a fluke, but the result turned out how everybody expected, but not the score. So those are, and they're, New Knoxville is hosting Upper Scioto Valley tonight, and Upper Scioto Valley, where did I have them? Upper Scioto Valley is a number 13 seed. So they got a bye, but they would have to go to the higher seed, and each of the teams, St. Henry and New Knoxville, were higher seeds than Upper Scioto Valley, so they were going to go somewhere, but they did get a bye. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear from Coach Holly Gann, and we'll see how what she's thinking about tonight, and be back in just a couple minutes. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to get my my information here so I can find out where I'm going with this. Just one moment here. Sorry about that. Get myself all messed up here. So be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high school, please use the Commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Coach Holly Gann before we play New Bremen in the sectional final. And we played them their first game of the year and beat them at their place 44-40. Both teams have matured a lot since the very beginning of the season. What are we looking for tonight?
Obviously, like you just said, it's a different New Bremen team from the beginning of the year, so we can't look back on that. It's a new game. New strategy, so we're just trying to have some composure, take control of the tempo of the game early, be able to set the pace of what we want the game to look like, ball pressure, rebounding, all those really key parts, limit the number of turnovers we have, and have some fun. So it's going to be a packed house. Even with the COVID restrictions, we know we're going to be able to pack in. Everybody's going to get a ticket and get in this gym. It's going to be nice and loud and a good atmosphere for the girls to play in. So we're just grateful and blessed to be here, and you know, thank everybody that's been a part of that program for us this year and support system, and we're just going to go out there, have some fun, play really hard. Defensive intensity's got to be way up and get that win.
All right. We've been talking to Coach Holly Gann, getting ready to play the New Bremen Cardinals. We'll be back on the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Worth. 2017 Buick Enclave leather edition, front wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge limited all wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is here and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy Old Man Winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians are getting ready to take on the New Bremen Lady Cardinals in a sectional final here, with the winner moving on to play probably Minster in the district semifinal on next Thursday. So a couple of things we have going on here. Next week, the boys will begin their tournament trail. Boys will host New Knoxville at 7 o'clock here at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with NFHS video and also WPGW broadcast. We're being joined now by Susie and Diana.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Neil.
We are great.
For some reason, I did not bring my list of stuff for the swimming. Do you want to go over that? Do you know that? I have my email
sure
here that I can.
I think Susie probably knows that by heart.
Yep, I can do that for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
So we had some swimmers that advanced from sectionals to districts and swam yesterday in Bowling Green. And so of the swimmers that swam yesterday, Kira Clark, Autumn Burke, Ava Bupp, Audra Bupp, Paige and Tegan Fortcamp, Michael Braun, all those participated yesterday. And of that, we have a couple that are headed out to state. It's not official yet. We don't have the official, which is just because there are different divisions around the state of Ohio that all have to swim and they have to upload it to this one particular website. But by looking at the different numbers, Mindy's pretty confident that Tegan gets to go out individually in the 50 free. She'll go to state. She did break the school record yesterday.
Yay.
With that.
Which was held by
Cassidy Martin.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a second record she took from
my niece.
Records are made to be broken.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's the second one she broke this year, so that's
sure
fun.
And I'm sure Cassidy is more happy for her.
Oh, Cass is such a big supporter.
Yeah,
it's so
sure
cool.
She is. Yep.
Deb had texted me yesterday and said, good luck to the girls. Hopefully some of Cass's records will fall today.
Yes.
So that's pretty impressive, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
But and she set a pretty high standard.
Yeah. She did.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah. Really cool. Yep.
And then the 200 free relay team of Ava Bupp, Autumn Burke, and Paige and Tegan made it out in the 200 free relay. So those four girls will be headed to state on Wednesday in Canton. So it'll
that's
be a
exciting.
Pretty fun experience for them. So,
yeah.
And just to give you a little background in that, you know, these kids go and swim at South Adams. Because, of course, we don't have a pool around here. So their practices are 2 hours. They've got a 35-minute drive there, 35-minute drive back.
Yeah.
So they've essentially got about 4 hours worth of practice every night. And then sometimes they have to do it in the morning because South Adams pool isn't available. So they'll leave our house about 5 in the morning, go to practice, shower at South Adams, head straight to school. You know, it's the dedication it takes for these kids to do the swim is amazing. And then when they go to swim at these districts, there are only 2 divisions in the state of Ohio in swimming. Whereas, like basketball, there are 4 divisions. In swimming, there are only 2. So you're lumped in with big schools who have their own pools and their, you know, in their own schools. So it's a pretty big accomplishment for you know, schools like Fort Recovery, Coldwater, to get kids out to be able to even go to state.
Yeah.
You know, New Bremen has been faring fairly well in the swimming and things like that. So for these kids to be able to participate and to move on beyond district is really phenomenal. So
yeah.
It's a huge accomplishment. They work their tails off, and they deserve it.
You know, they love the sport when
exactly.
they're putting that much time into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And kudos to their coach, Mindy Bupp. She
yep.
puts so much time and effort into it.
Yep.
She drives these kids to practices. And then, you know, when they can't get into practice at South Adams, they've paid for memberships to the YMCA in Dark County so they can go to the Dark County YMCAs and do some extra practices and things like that. So kudos to Coach Mindy Bupp because she's done a great job of getting those girls ready.
That she has.
And for years, kids have been doing that. And just recently, we've been having some team and individual success over the last 3 years. But they've been doing that for years.
Right.
So I don't know who those swimmers were before, but it is great that those original guys and girls, Perry Hull was one of them, but, you know, just showed how much it takes and how much fun you can have.
Right.
So,
yep.
so those people deserve some great accolades. You know, even though lots of times there's not enough swimmers to even put a team together, so it all has to be individual and harder to move on that way. And it's just, it is great that there are people that are that want to do that, and they've shown some great success.
Yes, it's not a sport you can pick up when you get into high school.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
these kids have been swimming for a long time.
Absolutely,
a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah.
So, kudos to Mindy and all the entire swim team.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're gonna take a break for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Linda's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy Old Man Winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angles.
Didn't have any connection back to the studio, but appears we do now, so we should be in pretty good shape. So they're doing introductions now. Susie, Diana, do you guys have the starters?
Just by looking. I can tell you I we have the same starters as usual. Whitley Rammel, Paige Forkamp, Brenna Holman, Kira Wendell, and Allie Vaughn. And then you want to talk about the New Bremen starters
for New Bremen. They have Katie Howell. She's a 5'5" senior. Ellie Ruchterman is a 5'11" senior, and Ellie was named first team All MAC. Kaylee Friend's a 5'7" junior, and she was also named to the All MAC team. Madison Cordania is 5'11" senior. She was also named a MAC All MAC, and Riley Trentman's a 5'7" junior. So we'll match up. We match up well with them.
Yep.
You know, we got a little bit of a size advantage, but it doesn't matter. They've got very athletic girls who can jump. Their athleticism and all five of their starters are incredible.
Some serious speed too.
Yeah. Yep. Speed and athleticism. Yep. So I think that's key of the game tonight is for us to control the ball and for us to be able to force a lot of turnovers. So that will be, I think, where we need to focus on tonight.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if we just come out with some man-to-man in-your-face defense.
Yep.
We'll see what she
does. Full court press, they can handle the pressure.
I have a feeling that's what's going to be, but we'll see.
Yeah. Usually Holly likes that in-your-face, full court, man-to-man defense. And so just announcing the starting lineups right now, Brenna Holman. Kind of an exciting atmosphere to be able to play a
And I feel like there's so many more people here tonight too.
And
I
still not full.
Right.
You know, still not
full. Even a little bit full.
Yep.
And it's so funny, you know, we're supposed to spread out and here we all are.
Yeah.
You know, we're just gonna be together because we're together all the time.
In our comfort zone.
Yep.
So we got Brenna Holman, Paige Forkamp, Kara Wendell, Allie Vaughn. And then we'll have Whitley Rammel here yet.
They have to get low for her because nobody can reach her.
Yep. Sorry. So we will have the tin covered tip off here in just a moment.
All right.
Hey, did you have the records for New Bremen, what the end of the season to be?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I don't have the actual end of the season. This is off the MAC. And I know they have one more win than that because they won on Thursday, but they didn't update that on the
13-9.
On the MAC.
Yeah, and we're 14-6-ish.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. We're roughly.
I think
about
each
the same.
Of us have one more win than it says on there. But
Oh yeah, we had our 15th win on Thursday.
Okay. All right.
So Paige said that because every 5 wins are supposed to go out to eat. She loves to eat.
I see how that works.
Yep.
So it's a close matchup then, and we know that coming in. We'll see if Whitley can outjump Friend. So. Yep, she does.
Yep, Corey Covery gets the ball from the tip-off. Whitley gets it, kicks back to Key. Passes it down to Allie Vaughn in the corner. Mishandles it, but picks it back up.
Yep.
Brenna out the top. Looks like the Indians are going to try to do a fast offense here with New Bremen playing a man-to-man. I think the last time we played him, maybe there was some zone going on.
Yeah, I don't remember. And I
can't quite remember either. But Kiki with an open three-pointer. Up
one.
And no good.
I saw it short.
Yep.
And
Kaylee Friend with the rebound. So they're going to push the ball up court.
Oh.
Paige gets fouled.
Yep.
Going after the ball. So that'll be her first foul, team's first.
A little too much body.
Yep. A little aggressive. Probably a little adrenaline flowing here.
Yep, so for sure.
Keep out of foul trouble. That's for sure.
Yep, she's one we need to keep out of foul trouble.
Yep,
for sure.
Exactly. Katie Howell with the ball for New Bremen. Passes it out to Friend on the top behind the three-point line. Cordonnier on the top of the key. Ball's dead. Puts it over to Friend.
Tried the little back row door pass. Couldn't get open. Not with Brenna.
Yep. Brenna does a great job of trailing her person. She's She's one of the best defenders out there. So.
Yeah.
Kiki giving Katie Howe all kinds of fits.
Yep, for sure.
Down in the corner, Brenna. They get it into Ellie. Up and no good. Her shot's rebound. Up and no good. Rebound Paige for Camp. Indians are pushing the ball up the court. Paige gets it back over to Kiki. And set the offense up.
Great defensive hold down there on the big girl, Ellie.
Oh, nice entry pass into Ellie Vaughn, but she loses handle of it.
Yep.
And
too much defense.
Raymond comes away with
it.
Yep.
Two people surrounding her. There's just no way to get around it.
Yep.
Ooh.
Hernania with the ball. Almost double dribbled.
Yep.
But she's trying to get it inside to Ellie. Whitley with some nice defense on her. No, she traveled. Oh, no. They called a foul on the floor.
They called a foul.
Wow.
Oh, foul on the floor.
So that'll be a foul on Whitley. That'll be her first.
Oh, no. They gave it to Paige. Crap.
Man.
What? Oh, my goodness.
I didn't see that one. I thought it was Whitley.
Wow.
So that breaks Mara. Mara's Paige is going to sit. Dang.
Yeah, that was. I did not see that at all.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
Yep. Anyhow, so she's going to have to take a seat for a long time.
Yep.
That's going to hurt the Indians here, but Mara's in there. Now Mara picked up her foul.
Yep.
On the shot on Cordonnier, so that'll be the third team foul on the Indians. So it's a shooting foul for Cordonnier. She'll be at the Hull Brothers foul line.
And that was definitely a foul. She got her arm, a chop arm on her. So.
Yep.
So let's see if Cordonnier can not make these.
Yep. First one's up and good.
Come on, Hull Brothers, make or miss.
Right, right. That's what we're counting on here. So the first point of the game for the New Bremen Cardinals, 1-0. 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes left.
Second one's up and good.
And they are not giving us any pressure. I think they know better.
Yeah. Yep. So, Kiki sets up the offense, swings it over to Mara Pearson. Mara's looking for Brenna at the top of the key, over to Kiki in the corner. Kiki gets it inside to Mara, passes it back out to Allie. Allie drives to the bucket. Nice move. Got blocked. Got her own rebound. Blocked again. Rebound by Whitley Rammel and back up and in.
That was
nice
pretty.
Job by Whitley to stick with that play. Good job by Allie to stay strong
to
with that.
It,
so.
Keep it rolling. Yeah. Allie had a great rebound. Just got couldn't quite get her own shot in, and Whitley cleaned up the mess. So.
Oh, my gosh. Another foul. Good Lord. That was not.
See, this is where we were running into trouble. We've been doing it all year. We've been doing this all year.
Brenna Holman with a little ticky-tack foul on that one, our fourth foul already, and we've only been in this game 2 minutes.
Two of these officials are ones we get regularly, and they don't usually call stuff like that.
Yeah, and he called that.
It's tournament time, things change. It's tournament time. But
That was ticky-tack foul there. Yeah. Very ticky-tack.
Yep.
So the Indians are in some foul trouble already to begin with. This only a couple minutes into the game.
Yep.
Ooh. Yep. Cordonnier with the ball. Ball's dead. They get it underneath to Ellie. Whitley with some nice defense. Nice move by Ellie.
Nice.
No, shot's no good. Rebound on the floor. She gets it back. Picks it back up. Shot's up and no good.
There, Whitley's
Whitley Rammel with the rebound. There we go.
She's going to have to fight hard with Ellie Reckerman down there for sure.
2-2 score here with 5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter.
Yep. And
K&L Tractor's first quarter scoreboard. Allie Vaughn with the ball.
Seeing very patient, waiting on the right play. Yeah. That was good.
Yep.
I thought she was going to throw it in, and just the timing wasn't right. So.
Brenna Holman with the ball in the corner. That's out the top. The key to Mara. Cordonnier's got her. Brenna gets it back up to Key. Kiki with the drive. Pushes it back out to Brenna. Out to Allie. Allie with the drive to the bucket.
Oh, get in there.
Shots
yes.
up and good. Nice move by Allie Vaughn. And I believe she even got fouled on that one, too, but no call on that
too.
One.
Good drive and basket.
Yep. So Brenna's putting some full court pressure on Trentman. And gets it across the timeline. Katie Howe with the ball. Ball's dead.
Oh.
Ooh, Cordonnier almost went over him back.
Oh, turnover.
Turnover by New Bremen. And she slaps the ball away from Allie.
And she looks up. Kiki was wide open waiting on the ball to come down to her and just didn't happen. So Indians up 4-2. This is a loud game.
It is a loud game. Yep. We got a great student section here tonight.
Yes, we do.
So. Props to the students for coming out tonight.
Yeah, and they all look like they look like it's summer.
Ball's inside it. Friend, shot doesn't go, and she loses it out of bounds. It's on the rebound, so good defense by the Indians.
Yep.
Coach,
Melton on the post-game show last night said that I believe he and Holly got together and said that the girls are going to make sure they're all at the boys' tournament game. The boys are going to make sure all at the tournament girls' tournament games are going to support each other as far as they can possibly go.
That's awesome.
And that
looks
is
like
awesome.
The boys did a beach theme tonight, which is hilarious.
They look great. They look like it should be summer out there.
Some of them look like they might have stolen something out of my closet.
Yeah. You're right, Neil.
There are
a lot of your shirts down there.
You should probably go home and check that out.
Oh, great crossover dribble by Kiki. Shots up and no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by the Indians. That'll go over to New Bremen.
So Indians still up 4-2. Just off of the rebound there. So great driving basket by, or not basket by
low scoring
Kiki.
Over halfway through the K&L first quarter. And
it's 4-2.
Yep. Low scoring.
Yeah. Bremen gets the ball in. Friend drives it down the butt. Howell with an open three, and that's good.
She nails it.
It's her first bucket of the night. So Katie Howell with a three-pointer puts the Cardinals up 5-4. Second Indians are going to be patient on setting up their offense here. Willie Raymond with the ball. Dumps it off to Allie Vaughn. Should be some reach-in fouls there. Same things we got called for. Not calling it on the other end. So.
Yep. Yeah. They'll get around to it.
Hope so.
Yeah, these guys are
with a nice
very well known
dribble.
For being consistent.
Shot up and no good. Brennan Holman with the rebound. Puts her back out to Mara. Allie Vaughn for three from the corner. It's up and no good. Rebound by New Bremen.
Nobody there.
New Bremen tries to push the ball ahead and throws it out of bounds. So turnover by the Cardinals.
That's what we like to see.
Yep. Cardonier back in the lineup for the Cardinals, replacing Trentman.
I tell you, you see some great sportsmanship out there on the floor. I saw a couple girls go down, and they're picking each other up, and you just can't.
Yeah, these girls are all pretty much friends.
You can tell they know each other.
They're going to play hard and try to beat each other, but they're not going to try to.
Yeah, that was
foul call. Mara Pearson, her second.
Yeah, she was moving on the screen. I actually saw that one. I usually don't, but I definitely saw that one.
The Indians in some serious foul trouble here in this first quarter.
They need to settle down a little bit.
For sure. Grace Guggenmiller in for Mara Pearson. 5-4 Cardinals ahead with 2:21 left to go here in the K&L Tractors first quarter scoreboard. Get the ball into Ellie. Indians doing a full court press. Friends bringing the ball up, and she passes it over to Truman. So Truman's got the point guard duties. Cordonia with the ball. Trying to get past Grace Guggenmiller. Oh, nice steal by Whitley Ramble.
Yep.
They try to get a pass inside to Ellie, and Whitley slapped it away.
Yeah.
So Kiki with the ball. Allie Vaughn over to Brenna, over to Whitley. It's kind of like maybe a five-out offense maybe or something like that. Yep. Not sure. Guggenmiller in the corner. It's back out the top. Kiki. It over to Brenna. Almost threw that. It's a little scary.
I'm sure.
Allie Vaughn tries to drive baseline, gets cut off. Over to Witt.
I feel
Kiki.
Like we need to be looking. We're not looking.
Well, we need to be moving too.
Yeah, or in that too. Moving and looking.
Yeah. Kiki down the corner.
We're just taking our time, being very patient. I like it. I'm okay with it. Indians down 5-4, but being very patient.
It's about to Whitley for three. A shot's up and
way
no good.
Long.
And
way
that
long.
Ball goes out of bounds. It's off of court recovery.
Yeah. Way long. So Chloe Bohorst in for the New Bremen Cardinals, and she's going to replace Ellie Reckerman.
Even though Whitley missed that I think that can help because that makes her defender at least lean or take a step out from under the basket.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. A foul on a little ticky-tack foul on Grace Guggenmiller. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
This is getting serious.
Wow.
Six fouls to none.
Did she even touch her?
Well, she's pointing at her Adam's apple.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, she might have.
Might have, but wowzers.
Yeah. Yeah. We got
to
settle
16
down.
16 foul for the Indians.
Yeah.
1:19 left to go here in the K&L Tractors first quarter scoreboard. Indians down 5-4. Truman bringing the ball up. Or Truman, right? Yeah,
yep.
Truman. It's Katie Howe. Kiki's got defending her. Grace Guggenmiller on Cordonier. She traveled, didn't get called for it. The ball, backdoor cut, no good. Chloe Bornhorst underneath. Out to Truman for a shot. That shot's up and no good. Whitley Ramo with the rebound. Nice rebound by Whitley.
Yeah.
Indians got 52 seconds left on this clock here in the first quarter.
And they're down 4-5.
Yep.
Low score in first quarter.
Yeah, not much scoring going on.
Nope.
More fouls than points.
Yep.
So Kiki sets it back up, gets it over to Allie Vaughn. Lay goes to drive to the bucket, kicks it out to Whitley.
Now she's not going to take another one. She missed
Grace
one already.
Grace Kugelbiller in the paint. Gets fouled. Finally.
Oh, there's a foul. I thought that should have maybe been a travel, or not a travel, but maybe a trap ball. But we'll take it. We'll take it.
That's Truman's first foul. Yeah. Team's first for New Bremen.
We'll take it. I heard the slap. I think I heard a slap, so we'll take it.
Indians will trigger the ball in underneath their own bucket.
So Chloe Barhorst is guarding Whitley, and I think those two get along. You can tell on the floor. It's
26 seconds left here on the clock. Indians trying to get a score.
Turned it over.
Lost the handle on it.
Yep. Couldn't quite.
Kiki steals it from Truman. From
Kiki
Friend.
Said, nope, not today.
Kiki all the way down the court. Shots up.
There we go.
Nice job by Kiki.
That was such a pretty steal. She just came up behind her. Nobody said anything. And she said, I'm taking this ball back. So nice job by Kiki Wendell.
That's Friend's first foul. Kiki,
chance to give us the lead here. Hall Brothers foul line.
13.9 seconds left to go.
Score still 5-4. Indians down by one.
Kiki's first shot is up and good.
It's a tie ball game. That's what we like. Hope Wendell's going to come in and play these last 13 seconds for Whitley Rammel.
Kiki gets another shot at the Hall Brothers foul line. The second shot is up and good.
Good. Atta girl. Nothing but net, both of them.
Atta girl.
Yeah.
6-5 puts the Indians ahead by one.
Now we just need
here.
To be in their face and make sure they don't get this last shot.
Yep, and no fouls.
Yep.
Truman driving to the bucket, kicks it out to Bornhorst. She traveled.
Yes. Yep. Yes. I thought, I looked away. I thought, not another foul.
Nope, she traveled.
Good. So we got 4.4 seconds to try to get a shot in.
Whitley in for Grace Guggenbiller here for the last 4.4 seconds. Try to get a shot off here.
Yep. See if we can get something going here. Indians up 6-5.
Kiki gets it across the timeline.
Oh, she's going to go
all the
way
in. Bucket. That's up and good at the buzzer.
Oh, man.
They just
Kiki
let her
the
go.
Driving bucket.
Indian
left-handed. What a beautiful play.
That's what we like.
Indians up 8-5 after one.
Uncontested right there.
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back.
We're back at Forsyth Fieldhouse tonight on Saturday night. We're a sectional championship game, I believe, right?
Yep.
Against the Fort Recovery Indians.
Just asked Susie, I said, you know, as a coach, do you put Paige in right away or do you give her a couple minutes and let it sit? But she's out there.
Yep.
Paige. No, I wouldn't want to make that decision and that's why I'm not there.
So if you're just joining us, the Indians are in some foul trouble here after the first quarter. They got 6 fouls already and Mara Pearson has 2, Paige has 2. Turnover for the Cardinals. That's a travel call, which was good because there was a backdoor cut that was open.
Yeah, so. She was going in. Great job by Brenna to hold her up and cause the travel. Yeah. So
Brenna does all those things that get put in the scorebook or stats
no
or anything.
Credit. There's no stat for that.
Yep.
There's nothing. And she just makes that stuff happen. God love her for it.
Yep, she does a great job.
Yeah.
Always gives 100% and always busting her butt out there. Yep. So we like to hear that, see that.
Yeah.
Looks like the Cardinals are still in their man-to-man defense. Indians with the ball. Gets it out the top. The key to Whitley. Down in the right-hand corner for Kiki. She drives all the way to the bucket.
Nice.
In.
Nice.
Beautiful move by Kiki.
Woo.
They're going to give it to her. She needs to take it. That's a beautiful drive.
She's got such a quick cut to
she's got
the
quick
basket.
She's got a quick first step. That's what... She traveled. Yep. There we go.
Nice.
Great defense by Kiki.
Nice job, Kiki Wendell.
Great defense by Kiki, putting pressure on Katie Howell, bringing the ball up.
And hipping her the whole way. Yep.
Contesting the passing lane, so they get ready to pass it. They've already committed, and the passing lane isn't there, and they try to hang on.
And she was on the floor trying to pass it, too.
She traveled. problem. Yeah, so
India's up 10-5.
You talk about good sportsmanship. Kiki helped pick her up.
Yeah, she sure did.
Some good kids we have.
Yeah, on both sides. Yep. Both sides. Yep,
both sides.
Great, yep. Great kids.
Yep.
Great parents. Kids. We know the parents.
Yeah. Allie Vaughn with the ball. Tries to drive to the bucket. Hits Paige for its open three. That's long. No good. Allie Vaughn with the ball. With the rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Whitley Ramel with the rebound.
Nice.
And good.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Beautiful play.
Wow.
Whitley rebound with the hoop and arm.
All
right.
I'm not real sure how she got away with the over the back, but she did, and she put it right back up and gave us two more. So nice job by Whitley Ramel there with the rebound.
So in the last minute of the first quarter, the K&L first quarter, and the first minute and a half of the Fowler Mechanical second quarter, we've outscored them 8-0.
Oh, yep. Whitley's free throw at the Hall Brothers foul line was no good.
Just misses it.
Yep.
And ends up 12-5.
So Kiki's pressuring the ball with Katie Howell to get the ball into Bornhorst. Yeah. She's looking to the sidelines to Friends.
They're trying
she drives
to get
on Allie.
Yep.
Out top to, I forget her name, Trentman. Over to Friend for three. She's wide open. That shot's long. No good. Paige Forkamp tracks down the rebound. Pushes the ball up the court. Gets it over to Brenna.
Yes.
Brenna shoots a three.
Yes.
Get in there.
Get in there.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Brenna Hoffman drains a three.
That's what we like
beautiful,
to see.
Girls. Beautiful.
Right there.
That's sharing the ball
Brenna,
right there.
Yeah, that is what
beautiful
you like
play.
To see. Yep. They want to take a timeout. We'll
unselfish
be right back.
Unselfish play by the Indians.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Some commercials make it really tempting to buy cheap insurance. That's great if price is the only thing that's important to you. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we believe cost is important, but protection is what you're really paying for. As a representative of Buckeye Insurance Group, our goal is to build a policy that protects your property at a price you can afford. Contact Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 to price the protection that's right for you.
Yes, I'm sure.
We are back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, and a couple of things we have coming up. Tuesday, the boys will host New Knoxville in their first tournament game, and that'll be here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, sectional semifinal at 7 o'clock. That'll be our broadcast with the NFHS video, and also WPGW will be broadcasting. And then Thursday, if the girls can win here, they will go to Minster, most likely.
I think they play at Wapakoneta.
Excuse me,
right?
play Minster at Wapakoneta at 5:30. There'll be two semifinal games, district semifinal games that night, and ours will be the first one. The other one will be at 7:30.
Yeah.
So, assuming that Minster, the number one seed, will take care of business tonight, then and we take care of business, we would play then. So
we're coming out of a timeout here. New Bremen took a timeout. Indians up 15-5. It's like they're changed defense to 2-3 zone here by the Indians. Try to. Oh, nice shot by Trentman there. That's a three-pointer for her. That puts Cardinals back to within 7. Indians pushing the ball up. Kiki up top key, setting up the offense. Beautiful shot. She wasn't even really that open. Hit a nice three-pointer.
Yeah, it's
out the page at the top of the key. Swings it over to Kiki in the corner. Kiki looking to try to get inside to Ramel. Brenna Holman back up top to Paige for a three. That's no good.
A little long. I saw it long.
Yep. Rebound by New Bremen.
It's a great open shot, though. I mean, you got to take
look.
It. They're open.
Yep. Good look.
She had
hit
time.
Some.
Yep.
Yep. Bornhorst with the ball in the corner. Tries to get it inside to Ellie.
Nope.
It's stolen by Paige Forkamp.
Nope.
Paige pushes the ball up the court. Passes it down to Ellie.
Nice.
Gets knocked out by Bornhorst. So.
Good read, but just a little bit late.
Yep.
So, I know Chloe was sitting there waiting on it. So Bornhorst from New Bremen was waiting on the pass and couldn't quite get it into it.
Good
ball.
Look.
Yep.
Good look. Just didn't quite.
Yep.
Come about the way they wanted it to. So the Indians triggered in under their basket. Brenna Holman with the ball. Gets it up to Kiki at the top of the key.
They're not going to let her drive in quite
Busses
so easily.
It over to Allie. Allie drives to the bucket. Shot
but
up and good.
Allie.
Had a girl, Allie.
So it's not Key, it's Allie.
Yep. A lot of body on that as well, and she powered right through that.
Sure
so good
did.
Play by Allie.
And ends up 17-8.
That's Allie's fourth point. Indians are led in scoring by Kiki with 6, Allie with 4, Whitley with 4, and Brenna with 3. Brenna hit a huge three-pointer there before the timeout before.
Whitley Ramel
shot
with
by
rebound.
Cordania is no good. Whitley Ramel with the rebound.
She was getting attacked by Cordania.
Yep. A little frustration there probably from Madison. But, I mean, we all get that way.
Yep,
you
absolutely.
Know? It's frustration going on. And
yep.
Brenna with the ball. Gets it over to Allie. Allie sets it back up. Brenna at the top of the key.
And it's still up 17-8.
4:23 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Means taking their time set up. New Bremen's still in a man-to-man defense.
Whitley's dribbling. You see me getting nervous?
Yeah. Brennan in the corner. Sit out top to Allie.
Oh, we got time.
Must be some water on the floor or something like that. Referee timeout.
Official says, I'm sliding on the floor over here, so we need a minute. So just an official timeout. Shouldn't take us too long to get the floor wiped up and
everybody catch their breath a little bit, too. So nothing bad about that.
Here comes our AD, Brent, to come mop it up, too.
Yeah, we had a little technical problems at the very beginning around the national anthem part, and I'm not sure what what people got to hear on Fort Recovery Radio. I think they got to hear it on NFHS, but about talking about the swimming, so we'll talk about that again at halftime. Yeah. I wanted to do that anyway, but we'll go into the details we went to in the pregame show, and we definitely want to make sure we get those kids recognized.
Oh, get it, Paige, get
3-point basket by Paige is no good. Rebound's knocked around, and that will be New Bremen's ball.
New Bremen's ball.
Somebody has to get a picture of the student section and tweet this out tonight, because that is awesome.
Pretty impressive.
These guys are dancing.
Yep. it's impressive.
Yeah, it's good support. Yep. Indians up 17-8.
Almost as much fun as it used to be when everybody could come to the gym.
Right.
It's probably the biggest crowd we've seen all year.
Yeah. I would definitely have to say, for sure.
Cordonnier with the ball. She tries to get it inside to Friend. Shots up and no good. And knocked out of bounds by New Bremen on the rebound. So that'll go back to Fort Recovery. So good defense by the Indians. Friend had position just a little strong on the shots.
Yeah. So. Great defense. But I don't know. I think it was Paige under there.
A little scary. Already got two fouls.
I know. I was like, woo.
So we had a lot of ticky-tack fouls, and then nothing's been called much lately. So we're just going to calm things down a little bit. We'll take that.
Yep. Indians still up 17-8. We're just going to take our time and make sure we got a good shot.
Brennan with the ball. Over to Paige. Gets it down in the corner to Whitley.
She's dribbling
Whitley
again.
Gets a screen.
I was nervous.
Allie Vaughn takes it to the hole.
Nice.
Up and in. Beautiful.
Nice. Driving basket.
Beautiful driving bucket
with her
Allie
right
Vaughn.
Hand.
Oh,
I will have
goodness.
You know, with her right hand. That's what
she
I like to see.
Crossed over two or three defenders there.
I say it. But between her and Kiki's crossover, I'm not sure which one's better.
Yeah, Indy's up 19-8.
Both of them are pretty.
Trippman with the ball. Ball's dead. Gets it down the corner to Friend. Friend gets it up top to Cordonnier. She cross-court passes
way
it
over to
Katie Howe. Tried to get it inside to Ellie Ruchterman. She had to walk, but no call. Nope. But there's going to be a foul on that shot.
Yeah, it looks
shots
like
up and no good.
Took a few steps.
So that foul will be on Allie Vaughn. That'll be her first. Team seventh. No, Whitley Rimmel.
Whitley.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't sure what signal he had up.
That's her first. Team seventh.
They'll
be shooting 1-1 here from here on out with 2:39 left to go in the second quarter. Her first one of the Hall Brothers foul line's up and good. That's Ellie's first points of the night. Ellie is a first-team All-MAC player, so holding her down so far.
Yeah, nice player
for sure. She's a really good player. Yep. Very athletic.
Yeah.
Her second free throw is up and good.
Got a pretty great mama and papa.
Yep.
Timeout
by Indians. Indians up 19-10 with 2:39 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
We're back at Portside Fieldhouse. 2:39 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Indians up 19-10, and they will trigger the ball in.
Got our starters in. Started all five of them, I believe. Yep.
And I believe New Bremen has their starters in as well. So it looks like New Bremen's coming out in a 2-3 zone here. Something different than what we've seen here. The beginning of the game, they were man-to-man defense. Allie Vaughn gets in trouble in the corner, but Brenna Bales are out. Yeah. Allie's in the corner. gets, picks it up, top the key. Allie, back out to Allie in the right-hand corner. Brenna swinging it over the corner to Kiki for a wide-open three. Yes. Good! Yes!
Nice!
Oh, oh, beautiful ball movement by the Indians.
Awesome. Holy
wow, great ball movement.
Wow. We're just going, I've never seen, you knew the play before it even, I mean, 5 minutes before it ended it, you knew exactly where that ball was going.
Great.
That was pretty, pretty, pretty.
Yes. Trentman with the ball. Ball's dead. Back to her cut by Friend. Allie Vaughn got lost on defense.
Yep, she did.
She knew it.
She got stuck.
Yep. She knew it. So that
she
ball
got,
shot up and good for Friend. So Indians up 22-12.
Just 1:40
left to go.
Good backdoor.
Yep.
Right.
Great backdoor cut.
Yep. Yep.
Allie got lost in that. So.
Yep.
She'll learn from
she'll
that.
She'll know. She knows now.
Yep.
Probably won't happen again. I guarantee it.
Yep. Brenna Homan with the ball. It's up top key to Allie Vaughn.
So we've got a five
back
out
to man
here.
Man
I don't
now.
Know what this okay.
Back to man defense here.
Okay.
So they came out for the first possession in a 2-3 zone, and then man to man since ball gets inside to Paige Morgan. Nice turnaround.
Yes.
Jumper's good.
Oh, that was
beautiful.
Pretty. That was a blind turnaround
beautiful.
Jumper. I mean, but if you square up, you're going to hit that every time.
Turnaround jumper.
She squared it up.
10 foot turnaround. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Something she probably needs to do a little bit more.
Yes,
of.
I agree. 24-12, Indians up.
Trittman with the ball. Gets it up top the key to Katie Howe.
I feel like there might have been some moving screens going on there. But
in the corner to Madison Cordonier with a really quick three-point shot up and no good. Rechterman with the rebound up and no good.
Oh,
and
wow.
Friend with the rebound. That's up and good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn just threw it away.
Yeah, she threw it right at Kiki's feet.
Right at Kiki's feet, and she couldn't get it, and it's turnover by the Indians. So 24-14, Indians got to calm down and settle.
Settle down here.
Don't let them get the momentum.
Yep, that's right.
41.7 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah.
A little substitution for Dan Bremen. Katie Howell comes out, and Elia Truman comes in for her.
Hopefully we can get a little bit more aggressive on these rebounds
Truman
here.
Truman with the ball. Kiki pokes it away, but she picks it back up to Friend. To the top, the key to Cordonier. She dribbles over, passes it to Truman. Cut inside to Friend. Nice defense by the Indians. Shots up and no good.
Ellie
Rechterman comes up.
I don't know how
rebound.
She got that. But.
Yeah. Yep. Great defense by the Indians, but somehow Ellie snuck in there and got the rebound and put her back up. So 24-16 Indians.
There was
up.
Three Indians in there. I'm not sure how she got 15
the seconds
up
left.
It.
So.
Indians up 24-16.
If New Bremen didn't have any offensive rebounds with stick backs, they would they'd be down.
Yep.
6-8 points here. Allie Vaughn tries to dribble. Kiki with 3-point. Basket up and no good.
Oh, she was getting fouled.
No good. And then
she was getting fouled.
That'll be end of the quarter. Indians up 24-16 at half. We'll be right back with the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Sophie Pearson.
I'm Macy Schoenberry.
And I'm Ava Shane, and we are the Fort Recovery Girls softball team. We are having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $7 each, and you get one of Wendell's barbecue famous pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 7th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls' softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners, available on March 7th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're Sy Fieldhouse here. We're at Cooper Farms Halftime Show. The Indians are up 24-16 at half over the New Bremen Cardinals. Been a very hard-fought battle this first half. We've got some foul trouble going on for the Indians, but really played a much better second quarter. Kiki kind of took control of the game with some really great drives and some good scoring opportunities. Indians are rebounding fairly well, except they've left New Bremen have a couple offensive rebounds and stick back. So they're playing great defense.
Put a stop to that.
Huh? Yeah. Indians playing great defense. Game plan is probably as such. We'll go over a few stats that we have here at halftime. Points for the Indians. Leading the Indians is Kira Wanda with 9 points. Allie Vaughn has 6. Whitley Rammel with 4. Brenna Homan hit a really big 3-pointer. And Paige Forkamp with 2 points. So the Indians are up 20. That's 24 for Indians. For New Bremen, New Bremen is led by Ellie Ruchterman and Kaylee Friend, who both have 4 points. Katie Howe with a 3-pointer. Riley Trentman with a 3-pointer. And Madison Cordonnier has hit 2 free throws for New Bremen. So that's their 16 points. New Bremen was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. The Indians were 2-for-3 from the free throw line. So turnover wise, New Bremen, I've got them down for 7 turnovers to Fort Recovery's 4 turnovers.
And just the few stats I have. Really, the biggest thing I have is rebounds. I have Whitley Rammel down for 5, and then Allie and Paige both down for 2. And just a steal here and there. Two for Paige and 1 for Mara and 1 for Whitley. So, Kia. Kira. not Mara.
Who?
Kiki. Mara. So, just a hard-fought battle so far here at the halftime. So, and the score kind of shows it with it being 24-16. So.
Yep.
Typical Mac battle.
Yep, you know? Absolutely.
Physical.
Yep.
Fast. That's the way it goes.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about swimming again.
All right.
Be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at halftime. Indians at the Portside Fieldhouse with the girls playing New Bremen Cardinals. Indians up 24-16. I think the plan is to talk a little
swimming.
Swim. Yeah, yep. So we're going to go over some swim.
Talked a little bit in the pregame show. We had some problems. Not sure what everybody got to hear.
Yeah.
But we do want to make sure they get some good recognition. So go ahead, Susie.
So we'll apologize if you already heard this. But, the Fort Recovery swim team participated yesterday at a district meet for those that had qualified from sectionals. And in our district meet, the Indians were able to, it's not official yet, but, and it's not official because there are 4 different divisions across the state of Ohio who swim, and all their times are not uploaded to an official site yet, but based upon all the numbers that were given, it looks like we do have a relay team that is going out, will be going to state this year on the 200 free relay team of Paige Forkamp, Tegan Forkamp, Autumn Burke, and Ava Bupp will be heading to state at Canton on Wednesday, and also it looks like Tegan Forkamp will be coming out on the 50 free. Going to state in that she broke the school record yesterday and Cassie Martin's school record of 24:40. She swam in 24:48. So
that's exciting.
Great day for the girls yesterday. Micah Braun also participated yesterday, as well as Kira Clark and Audra Bupp participated yesterday as well. So all the swimmers did a fantastic job. Again, kudos to these kids who worked their complete tails off. I don't know if you heard before, but they have to practice at South Adams, which requires a 35-minute travel there, 2-hour practice time there, 35 minutes back. There's times that they go swim before school, so they leave the house at 5 o'clock, swim, shower at South Adams, get back to school, go straight to school from there. Some very dedicated kids and a very dedicated coach with a lot of passion that puts a lot of time and effort into it for these kids. So,
Let me ask you this. Paige is going in the swim.
Yes.
When does she have time to practice? or go to school or sleep. She can't do all of that with basketball.
It's hard enough for the ones that are doing one. She's a very unique child that has always been able to not sleep a lot, not have to rest a lot, even though, you know, she does her best at doing it. Yeah. She can't sit still for very long, so it's good for her to be busy. So she practices about twice a week before school with the swim team, and then any other times during the week when she can. So if the basketball team practices, they always practice after school. If they get done practicing at 5:30, sometimes the swim team will start practicing at 6, so she'll drive over by herself over to South Adams, or if they practice from 7 to 9, she'll go over later on in the evening and practice as well. But they also go over to, when they can't get into South Adams at times, they'll also go over to Brazales or Greenville, the Y, and they've got some memberships there where they do some practicing off schedule too. Yep. So they put a lot of time and effort into it. But again, it couldn't be, they could never have gotten to where they're at without Mindy Bupp. Mindy has done a phenomenal job with these girls, giving them every opportunity they could, and really putting a lot of faith and effort into these girls and telling them, you know, hey, you can do this.
Yep. So. Congratulations to them. And we'll be back with the Fort Camp Excavating third quarter right after this.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back. Thank you for joining us at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We're back third quarter. The Indians come out with the ball. Looks like Cardinals are in a 2-3 zone.
Who's our third quarter sponsor, Susie?
Oh, it would be Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Dreams. Yeah.
Those are pretty good people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get in there.
Whitley Ramble with a shot, but she gets good, but gets fouled on the delivery. So that foul will be on Riley Trentman.
Yeah.
Her first. Nobody really in foul trouble for New Bremen. That's first foul this half, but not much going on in the first half.
So Whitley Ramble kind of shot put it that way.
Yeah. First shot of the Hall Brothers foul line was no good.
Talk to her about that. Whitley, it's not shot put season yet.
That's right. It's not nice enough outside to be shot put yet. Shot put in the snow.
Yeah.
Second one is up and no good.
No good.
Didn't hit the rim. I don't think so. They should have called that.
She's like, ooh. She needs to focus. Yeah. Back in this and
New
focus.
Bremen gets the rebound there. So
she's done pretty good all season.
That's one thing she's really improved a lot on.
Right.
Gonna get a foul on Paige. That's her third.
And you know, she forced that one.
Forced it right in front of Paige. They did that on purpose.
Was intentionally trying to get a foul.
Leaned in on that one. But hey, that's a good basketball player.
Not saying that was a bad thing. Yep. Just how that happened.
She just suckered her right into it.
Yep. Cordonier at the line shooting two. First one's up and good. 24-17.
Indians are going to buckle down here and see if we can get an offense going.
Yep. No more fouls.
Yep, and no more fouls would be good.
Second shot from the Hullbrothers. Free throw line is up and good. That's her fourth point of the night. All of her points have come from the free throw line.
Yep.
Lead went from 12 to 6 now.
Yep. 24-18.
Allie Vaughn with the ball. Gets it inside to Paige. Back outside to Allie. Kicks it out to Whitley. Over to Kiki. Going to set it back up. Looks like they are still in a 2-3 zone. Indians doing some flashing through the paint. Gets it inside to Paige. Over to Allie in the corner. Shots up and no good.
Nope. Short,
Whitley
really
with the rebound.
Short.
Shots up and no good. But they're going to get a foul on Cordonier.
Yes. It's a good little hook shot.
Yep. Nice move by Whitley.
Now she just needs to take a breath and get those two points in.
They're going in. They're in.
They're in. They're in this time. Yeah.
Put them on your score sheet there.
Yep, I'll just tally them up. And Mara Pearson's going to come in for somebody here. I imagine maybe Paige.
I'm not sure. Whitley Ramos first. Free throw from the Hallbirds. Foul line is good.
I saw her nod her head like, yeah, Mara needed that one.
Come in for Paige. So it puts the lead back up to 7 for the Indians, 25-18. She'll have another shot here.
Oh, I forgot to give
Second
Whitley
one
a
is up, and that's good. There we go.
That was a little deep.
Yeah, a little bit better. 26-18, Indians up by 8 here with 6:53 left to go here in the Fort Campbell Expedition third quarter scoreboard. Katie Howe with the ball. Passes it over to Friend at the top.
Oh,
of the
yeah, Mara,
with
Mara Pearson.
Beautiful. Up and in. Gotta go, boys.
Nice job, Mara Pearson. You're
great
not going to outrun
by
her.
She's got two fouls on her. That didn't matter. She stepped right in front of that pass, picked it off, and
there was nobody
outran her.
Her. Nope.
Yep. She's got wheels, that's for sure.
28-18.
Puts the Indians up by 10. Brennan defending the ball. Top Cordonier. She gets it inside. Oh, Allie Vaughn with a steal.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Coast to coast. Gets it over to Mara. Up and no good. Gets her on rebound. Up and no good. Ball's batted around. Kiki gets it. Passes it out. New Bremen picks that up. Bremen on the run. Oh, Whitley with a slap. That's a volleyball spike there.
That was
get
a
that
volleyball
junk
spike.
Out of here. She said, nope, not today, honey.
Yeah, unfortunately, like she spiked it into Dylan Evers' face. But
I don't think Dylan cares.
He's still smiling,
He's always going to smile, right?
He's smiling. Don't have any teeth left, but he's smiling.
Shot up.
Oh, down
to
Brenna.
Is no good. Brenna Holman with the rebound. Not a girl, Brenna.
Nice. And ends up 28-18.
Let's push it up the court. Mara back out to the top of the key with Kiki. She's going to set the ball. Set the offense back up. Still in a 2-3 zone. Oh, nice. Trying to get
nice
inside
steal.
To Whitley. But
nice steal by Ellie.
Stolen away by Ellie.
Dang it.
Turnover for the Indians.
Yeah. Just a tad.
Oh, Brenna.
Oh, he calls it.
On a reach.
Dang
so that'll be Brenna's second foul.
Yep.
I thought she had her.
Team third.
I think if she would have came up with the ball, she would have had the steal. I mean, like, no foul steal.
Yep.
But since she didn't come up with the ball, she might have pushed her.
A little bit, but
maybe
it's
maybe a little bit.
It's
not much.
Get her.
Screen there that wasn't called for Donier.
Oh.
She's going to get a foul called on Mara Pearson. Ugh.
Mara's like, me?
Yeah.
Note 22. Yeah, it was Mara.
So she'll be back in the line shooting, too.
Yeah.
Cordonier does a great job of leaning in and doing some facial expressions, trying to grab some fouls. She's good at it, you know?
She is. Yep.
Good at it. So. She'll make the Hullbrothers foul line shooting 2. Indians up 28-18, 5:35 left to go here.
I think Mara was like, I don't even remember touching her.
Yeah. First one's up and good.
But, when you're playing, you're kind of in that heat of that moment. So.
Yep. Second one at the Hullbrothers foul line. Up and good.
Yeah.
All so she's six for six from the foul line. All six of her points are from the free throw line tonight. So.
Allie Vaughn's going to bring the ball down the floor here.
28-20. Indians up by 8 here with 5:29 left to go. Kiki swings it over to Brenna. Back up. Back to Kiki. Down in the right-hand corner to Allie. Looking to try to get it inside a little bit, but nothing there.
Yeah. They're not going to leave it open for Whit.
Indians rotating the ball back around. Allie Vaughn, baseline. Nice drive. Gets it into Whitley. Shots up and no good. Oh, I believe she got fouled, but no call there.
No call.
Didn't call it. That's how they've been calling the game. So
yeah.
Get the ball inside to Ellie. Whitley with some nice defense. Block shot by Whitley.
Block shot, nice.
Beautiful defense by Whitley.
And she gets the rebound.
Yeah.
Not today. Not today.
Good defense.
Yeah,
really good defense.
Now let's take our time. We're up 28-20. We'll see if we can get a good look at the basket.
Yep. Swing it down to Whitley in the right-hand corner. Back up top to Key.
Ooh, I wanted her to take Brennan. That. She's not open enough.
They're just looking for a really good, really good shot. Ooh, beautiful crossover by Key. Gets it back over to Brenna. Back to Kiki. Nice screen by Whitley. Over to Mara with a 15-foot jumper. That's no good. Too long. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Get it ahead, Cardonier. She mishandles it, so no shot there. Gets it over to Friend. Pass out top the Key to Howe. Nice ball fake by Howe. And she throws it away.
Yes.
Good look by Howe. Yeah. She thought Friend was going to stand there for an open three, but
I thought Howe could have went right to the basket with that too. So.
She had a great ball fake.
She did.
She had Friend in the open in the corner till Friend moved toward the basket. So
Friend wanted the rebound more than she wanted to wait on the ball. So
they get back in the lineup.
We got a little press here. A little half-court press.
Yep. Kiki bringing it up. Gets it up to Paige. Down to Whitley Rammel. Oh, beautiful pass over to Brenna.
Nice.
Shut up.
With a great rebound. Holy cow.
Good ball movement by the Indians. Too bad Brenna's shot couldn't fall. Paige made the line to shoot, too.
Katie Howell.
That's some unselfish play right there.
Yes, it is. Paige will be at the line shooting, too, from Hall Brothers fouling.
Indians up 28-20. 3:56 left to go in this third quarter.
First one's up and
no good. Oh. I just want to say good.
This one's going in.
Yep, for sure.
She's not going to miss two.
Nope.
Truman back in the lineup for New Bremen. The second one's up and good.
It is.
1-2 from the free throw line for Paige. Puts the Indians up by 9, 29, 23, 56 left to go.
I'd like to see one of her little three-pointers here. She's about to.
Yeah. Shot a couple.
Yep.
Didn't make them.
Yep.
Ball comes out to Cardonier Friend up top. Setting some screens for Cardonier for three. Beautiful play.
Yep.
So that goes down for Cardonier. That puts New Bremen back to within six. 29-23. 3:42 left to go here in Fort Campbell excavating third quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and I see Coach Jim Melton over on the other side watching the game. I believe I haven't sat and tried to count everybody, but I believe every single guys player is in our student section. Supporting big time for our girls program.
Yep. That's what we like to see, a little support. I think that's so important.
New Bremen took the press off for this possession. Late whistle.
He let the coach call that one. He shouldn't do that.
Very late whistle.
It probably was, but
it was travel. I agree with that.
I thought she let go of it just in time, but I don't know.
Super late whistle.
This is important possession here for our defense to stop them. Get a steal and don't even let them get a shot. There we go.
Look at that.
Now she's dribbling. Oh boy. Oh my goodness!
No good.
She would have slowed that down.
Contact, but that's
she just did a steal and a drive to the basket. I've never seen her do that.
New Bremen with the ball. Trentman drives to the bucket. No, nothing there. Cordonia for three. That's short. Rebound, Whitley.
Nice.
Allie Vaughn brings it up.
We need to score. We have to score this time.
Allie Vaughn straight to the bucket. That's awesome. What a great move by Allie.
Cordonier had no choice. She had to foul her. It was an easy layup. Nice.
So Allie Vaughn will be at the line shooting. Hall Brothers foul line shooting two. That's her second foul, team's fourth.
She's going to get both of them.
Yep. We really need them both. That's
for sure.
First one's up and good.
Yep. Easy breezy.
Yep.
She makes it look easy.
She does make it easy. Teddy Howell back in the lineup for New Bremen, and Riley Trentman takes a seat. It's a loud gym tonight.
It is a loud.
You would think this would be a full crowd here tonight. But
it sounds like a full
crowd.
Sounds
like it, yep. Allie's second shot is up and good.
31-23. We need to keep this big lead. Oh, we got a trap. Tried to trap.
Ooh, Brenna almost got her hand on that. Ooh. Drive the bucket. Oh, no good nice. By Cordonier.
Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Pushes the ball up. Gets it over to Paige. Oh, three-pointer up. Oh, no good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. She got pushed. Atta girl, Whitley. Way to work hard underneath that bucket.
It's a good thing because she passed it out and there wasn't one person on our team. Yeah. Holly Gann was the closest one.
Yeah, Holly was the coach. Yep. I don't know who got that foul. But
it's on Ellie Rutterman. Okay. Second foul, team's
and
fifth.
And Ellie was the first picker up. So,
Kiki takes the ball out underneath the bucket. Out to Paige. Shoot a three, but that was blocked.
Oh, goodness.
About nice ran block over by Cordonier. Ran over the reporter. Yep. Is that Chris?
Yeah, I think that's Chris.
Yeah.
Just about took him out.
Can't tell if he's smiling or not. He's got a mask on.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm sure he is smiling under there. Laughing a little bit.
Kiki gets it into Brenna. 2:24 left to go on the score. Third quarter clock here. The Indians up 31-23, up by 8. Allie Baum with a nice move. Kicks it out to Brenna. She's going to take it to the bucket. Puts it out to Whitley for three. That's no good. Shots up and no good. Too long on that one.
Yeah, a little long. You can tell her adrenaline's rolling.
Bremen pushes the ball up. Katie Howe. Truman.
Would have been a nice three. But
over to Friend. Over to Cordonia. I think the idea here is to get the ball to Cordonia on the three-point line.
Looks like.
Or inside to Ellie.
Yeah.
Whitley with some great defense. Yeah. Nice move by Ellie, though.
She shuffled a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how many steps you can take without the ball. But
good move by Rutterman,
though. She looked like she shuffled a little bit. Yeah, it was good.
31-25, Indians up by 6 with 1:43 left to go. Whitley Ramon with the ball. Send it over to Paige. Cross court to Ellie. Drives to the bucket. Kicks it out to Whitley. Nothing there. Cordonia tries to steal it. Gets a hand on it, but knocks it out of bounds. That ball will stay with the Indians. Grace Guggenbull in the lineup for Brenna.
Yep. Indians lead back down to 6. We have to
take care of the ball.
Yep, hope Wendell in for Whitley. Giving him some legs here. We got a minute and a half. Minute 30. Indians up 31-25.
Ball comes into Allie. Take the time. Set up some offense here. Yep. We need a good shot.
Yep.
Ball to Grace. It's out top, the key to Paige. Over in the corner to Allie. Looking inside.
Yep, just taking our time here. We're just taking our time. Just waiting.
Hope's in the corner with the ball. Tries to get across court to Paige. Good catch by Paige on that one.
Yeah.
Thought that was going to be.
I did
turn over there.
I was a little nervous, I can't lie.
Hope with the ball. Top the key to Kiki. Looks looking to dribble. Man to man defense here by New Bremen.
We definitely got something a plan here. I'm just not sure what it is.
Yep.
They're nose guarding Kiki like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Hope with the ball. Indians very patient this possession. Yep. Very patient. Kiki with a little 10-foot jumper.
Now, in and out.
Yes. Oh, that ball was down.
Needed
yes.
that one.
We did need
it
that
was
one.
In.
Big stop
lead.
Here, defense.
36 seconds left to go. No fouls, and we need to stop.
Yeah.
Friend with the ball in the corner.
I just want to say hands up defense. Get your hands in their face.
Truman with it. Friend with the cross court. Oh
foul on
Allie. Looks like she had all ball on that one. That'll be Allie's third.
I thought that was all ball.
Yeah, it looked all ball.
I mean,
ball.
She just stood there, didn't move, and she threw it into her hands.
That's
a little early whistle.
Sometimes it's an anticipation whistle.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and she misses it.
Free throw is up
and
no
good. Thank you, friend. You're our friend.
Take that. That's the first free throw they've missed tonight.
Good.
Good free throw shooting team.
Maybe they'll miss another one. Come on, Hull Brothers. Yeah. Make them miss.
Yeah. 25.6 seconds
Count
left
on
to go
you,
here.
Hull Brothers. Booga, booga, booga. That's
second
what I want to say.
Up. Oh, good.
My booga, booga didn't work.
That didn't work, did it?
Yep.
Let's get a basket here.
Seconds left. Kiki bringing the ball up.
Lead Indians, down to 5.
Yeah, Indians up 31-26.
Gets the ball over to Allie. Grace Guggenbauer cuts.
Get rid of that Grace.
Turnover by the Indians. They slap the ball back. Kiki picks it up. Drives all the way to the bucket. And
yes!
One! Yes!
Woo!
And one! What a beautiful play by Kiki.
That is huge.
I do not know how she did that.
That was tremendous play by Kiki.
That's
taking control of the game.
That is taking control.
Right there, that a girl.
So Indians turned it over, but Kiki wasn't about to. I don't know, somebody batted it down, and Kiki took it and drove it to the hole and got it, just our quick three-point play right
her
here.
Free throw.
Man, did we need
home
that.
Brothers free throw is good.
Man, did we need that. 34-26.
5 seconds left to go. No fouls, girls. No fouls. No fouls. Cordonnier tried. Oh, Paige. Oh, what is she doing? Oh. She fouls Cordonnier with 0.2 seconds left to go. That's her fourth foul.
Yep.
Not a good decision.
Nope. I just heard. I think I might have heard Jeff Vaughn scream something. I'm not sure, but we'll see. So 0.2 seconds. Indians up 34-26. Cordonnier got.
She got a gift
three.
On that
yeah,
one. That
did.
Was a terrible
she
play
did.
By Paige.
Yep.
I was not
yep.
was not thinking.
We might have to lock her in the closet later. Yeah. That's what I used to tell the girls when they'd play bad. Man, we'll just lock you in the closet later.
Second free throw is up and good.
All of her points so far.
She had one three.
That's right. Yep. Let's see if she misses this one. Help us out a little bit.
Third one is up and good.
Good. Yeah. 29-34.
Kiki throws it out. Shot's no good. Yeah. So after three, the Indians are up 34-29. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Yeah, we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians end that quarter 34-29 with two back-to-back big plays for each team. A three-point play by Kiki, and then Cordonnier gets fouled and takes three shots at the foul line and makes them all three. So we're back for the last quarter.
Yes,
let's see
a very
if we
intense
can
game.
Hold out.
Cardinals with the ball to begin with.
Yeah, so All-Stars in, except Mara's in for Paige. Paige is sitting with her fourth foul. So.
Yep. Cordonnier to the middle, drops it off to Ellie. Yeah. Nice pass by Cordonnier to Ellie.
Yeah.
She scores. Looks like they're in a two. Gonna look like a nope, man to man.
Oh, good.
A foul caught on that.
Fouled.
Yep.
Yes.
Kiki gets fouled. That'll be 1-1 for the Indians.
Yep.
It fouls on Aaliyah Truman, her second. Really, nobody for New Bremen's in any foul trouble.
Nope.
So Kiki will be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting 1-1.
Maybe we need to drive it to the hole a little bit more and get him in foul trouble, huh?
That shot's up and good.
Yep.
Atta girl, Kiki.
Puts us up 35-31. Could use this next one here.
Yes, good. Definitely. Second one is up and no good.
Dang, Cordonnier
with the rebound.
Oh.
Cardinals pushing.
See if we can hold them here.
Yep.
There's some in your face
Kiki.
Defense. Yep.
Mara's got.
I have a feeling they're going to start using Ellie Retkerman.
Yep. Nice pass by Friend.
Yep.
Ellie Retkerman, and that'll be a foul. Basket's good, and a foul on Brenna. That'll be her third.
Yep. You knew that was
team seventh. Yep. Good ball movement by New Bremen. Get that to happen.
Yep, 35-33. So Allie Reckerman's going to shoot take her third, or old-fashioned, as they call
three
that.
Three-point play here.
Yep. See
the Hall Brothers foul line. Shots up and good.
Yep. And Nance holding on to a one-point lead
here.
We need
7:17 left to go.
We need to run our offense and see what we can do here.
Get some scores going.
Yep.
Allie Vaughn passes it off to Brenna. All the way to the hoop. That a girl, Brenna. Oh, off the rim. Allie Vaughn picks up the rebound. Picks it back up to the hole. Pushes it out to Brenna. 10-footer. Up yes. And good. That a
nice
girl,
shot,
Brenna.
That's the way, Brenna.
Yes.
Way to be
I'd
aggressive.
Be
man, that's how she just, yep. She missed her first one. Didn't matter. She was yep. going for it anyway. She was going to go do another one. So
full court
job.
Press here by the Indians. Cordonier gets in trouble.
Wow.
Gets it over to Rechterman. Up and jeez. Good. Yeah, jeez. Nice shot.
Frustrating yeah. Whitley very yeah. much. Not yep. sure quite how to guard her, so. Yep.
37-36, a one-point lead here by the Indians. 6:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Kerry Insurance, fourth quarter. Allie Vaughn at the top of the key with the ball. Passes it over to Mara. Back out the key. Over to Brenna. Cardinals in a man-to-man defense here. Allie Vaughn dribbles to the bucket. Shoots it. Passes it out to Whitley. Brenna Homan with the drive. Gets it over to Mara. Back out top key. Good ball movement by the Indians. Three-point basket by Allie Vaughn's. No good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Shots up and no good.
Travel. Nice job, Kiki.
Yeah, nice job by Kiki.
I wasn't sure what he was going to call there.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that he would call a foul on Kiera, but I thought maybe that was an offensive foul.
She was set, so I was hoping it was going to be an offensive foul. Not so much.
Holly Gann wants to take a timeout here with 6 minutes left to go in the Fort Kerry Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians are up 37-36. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call.
Sorry, Harold, we're interrupting you for the game.
So we're back. Kiki tries to get the ball in, gets it up top to Mara. Back over to Kiki in the corner. Drives the baseline, gets cut off. Back out to Brenna, top the key to Mara. Allie flashes to the middle, nice move. Kiki's wide open for three. That shot is up and good. Oh, no good. Dang it.
Just
caught it too early. That was in.
Yep.
In and out. It's Katie Howe with the ball.
Yeah, Katie Howe comes down with a rebound. New Bremen.
Ooh, Allie Vaughn slaps it away. New Bremen picks it up. Get it back down underneath the friend. She gets it over to Ellie. Block shot by Allie Vaughn.
Yes, Allie Vaughn just made her eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it.
That ball stay with New Bremen.
Yep. Nice play by Allie Vaughn.
And great hustle.
New Bremen fans are calling a foul.
Yeah.
Howl to trigger the ball in for New Bremen. Gets it in the friend. Ooh.
Go, Allie. Go, Allie. Go. Good. Stein calling a timeout.
Wow.
She was sliding across the floor.
I have to tell you how much hustle both teams had on that.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Wow.
So
Cardonier.
Looks like she's hurt, maybe.
Yep. Okay, there's timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Yep.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Back at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Really a very exciting game we have going on here. Indians up by one with 5:26 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
This is going to go down to the wire
right
here.
Yes, it is. Kiki kicks it in the
Page back in.
Swings it over to Allie Vaughn. Top of the key to Brenna. Whitley's working hard underneath there for the ball.
Trying to get open. Yep.
Allie Vaughn gets it over to Page.
Oh, she wanted to throw it in.
Kiki gets it in. Oh, nice job by Ellie Rechterman to knock the ball away.
Yep.
trying to get it in. That's okay. She had the over-the-head pass. And
Ellie has some major hops.
Yep, she does. She does.
She can jump. Kiki with the ball. Gets it in to Whitley. And he's going to set up their offense. 5:09 left to go.
See what we're doing different. Anything.
Looks like man-to-man defense again.
Yep.
Entry pass.
I don't know where that
Allie
was going.
Allie tried to get that into Brennan. Yeah. That was not a good pass.
I'm not sure I would have. Yeah.
Not a good pass.
Nope. Not a good pass at all. 37-36. Indians up one. We're holding off to this 1-point lead here.
Truman with the ball. It's up top. Key to Kaylee Friend.
Need to get a steal.
Yep.
Howe with the ball. Gets it inside to Ellie. Spin move, no good. No shot anyways. Good defense by the Indians.
Friend
with the ball, drives to the bucket. Oh, nice move. And bailed her out with a foul.
Yep, she did.
Yep. So that'll be a foul on
Allie
Vaughn, her second.
Yep.
More importantly, though, Friend will be back at the line shooting, too. They have been some really good free throw shooters tonight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
chance
eight.
To tie and a chance to take the lead. So 13.
They are, I believe, 13 of 14 from the line so far. Friend's first one is up and no good. We'll take that miss.
Yeah, that's pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
So they're due to miss about four or five
we'll
in a row.
Them. Yeah,
to
yeah,
get down to their average.
We'd love to see them miss a bunch here in the fourth quarter. Yep. Cardon, you're back in the lineup. So Friend will have another shot at the Hall Brothers free throw line. Her second attempt here. Up and no good. Rebound. Oh, knocked around, and Cardinals pick up the rebound. Truman in the corner for three.
Dang it. Dang it. We got to fight harder for that rebound.
Yep. Yeah.
3-point and good to the New Bremen Cardinals. Yep. They're up by two.
Kiki with the ball. Settle down, Indians. We just need a bucket.
Yep. Just need a bucket.
3-pointer from Paige in the corner is no good. The rebound comes down to New Bremen. Truman gets it over to Katie Howe. New Bremen pushing the ball up. Over to Cordonia. She's going to set the offense back up for New Bremen.
4 minutes left to go. Yep. Indians down two.
Katie Howe.
Timeout
New Bremen. 3:54 left to go here on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians are down 39-37. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians down two, 39-37. New Bremen has the ball. 3 minutes, 54 seconds left to go in the game.
Been a very, very good game. Very good game.
Yes.
Not that we want overtime, but
very good game.
Distinct possibility.
Ball's knocked out of bounds by Paige, but that'll stay with New Bremen.
Yep. Good hustle. Good hustle play.
Yep.
Hands are up, so she's not getting that foul. Her hands are up in the air.
I believe this 2-point lead is New Bremen's largest lead. They're up 5-4.
Yep.
And Indians took over, and then they've clawed their way back into it.
Yep.
Friend with the ball down on the left hand side, up top to Cordonia. Over to Truman.
I heard something. I don't know.
Yep. Truman passes it off to Friend. Oh, nice steal by Paige.
Nice job, Paige.
Good job, Paige. Way to read that pass.
We needed that.
Yes, turnover by New Bremen. Brenna gets it over to Allie Vaughn. Drive to the bucket. Oh, nice pass to Whitley Randall.
Nice,
up and in.
Nice job, Allie Vaughn.
Beautiful play by the girls.
That
very unselfish, beautiful play.
Very.
Way to see that open player.
Yep.
Good pass by Allie.
Wide open.
Tie ball game.
Allie drove in and drew an extra defender and...
Cordonia for three. That's an air ball.
Brenna Holman.
Rebound. And the student section is not going to let her hear the end of that one.
No air ball, and they're going to,
It'll be the rest of the game. 2:58 left to go here. Tie ball game.
39.
Allie Vaughn dribbles to the bucket. Shot up and good.
Nice job, Allie Vaughn.
Beautiful play.
You know, I want to say that was right-handed, but it looked like double-handed.
Both-handed. Let's just put it that way.
Double-handed.
We'll take it.
For sure, double-handed.
Gagne drives to the bucket. Oh!
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Gosh, does she get the fouls called?
Man,
oh, man.
24. Allie Vaughn got her.
Darn. So she hits that bucket. We'll be at the line shooting one. Yeah. Elbows fouling. 41 all. Tie ball game. 2:40 left to go here.
What's her chances of missing one?
Not very good.
Not very good.
She's in a lot of them tonight.
He made them all. So we'll see.
Shot is up and
jinx her.
Good.
Nope. Yep. And they're up one. 42-41.
Kiki ball down the court.
Kiki's in a hurry.
Yep. There we go.
There's
finally get a foul. Called.
Thank you.
Yep. That foul will be on Truman. That's her third. But more importantly, Kiki will be at the line shooting 1-1. That's the eighth team foul. Both teams have eight teams foul.
She'll be making two.
Yep.
That's what we want.
She'll be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting 1-1. Let's go, Kiki.
Tie it up and take the lead.
Shot is up and good.
Good.
Atta girl.
Good.
5 for 5 from the line tonight for Kiki.
Yeah, 42s. Down to the wire, 2:34.
Tie ball game. Let's go, Key. Second one is up and good.
Atta
girl.
That's what we like.
6 for 6 from the free throw line for Kiki.
Oh, look
full
at this.
Court press
look
for
at
the
this
Indians.
Full court press. We're going. Okay.
Truman with the ball.
We're going to lay Brenna on Truman and maybe get that ball.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, there
turnover.
It is. There it is.
Brenna. Nice
job,
Brenna.
And I got Brenna steal.
Yeah, that was
huge,
girl, Brenna.
Huge.
Good, strong steal by Brenna.
Man,
she got a hold of that ball. And he ends up by one. Trying to get the ball inside to Witt.
Come on.
Three-pointer by Page. Top of the key is no good.
Nope.
But
dang it.
New Bremen picks it up. Oh, she was wide open, too.
Yes, she was. And ends up 43-42. 2 minutes left to go. It was a great She was wide open. Page wide open. Just missed it.
Just can't hit anything tonight.
Yep.
Truman. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
They bail him out. Every
Are
time they go to the bucket,
me?
Bail him out. My goodness. Truman, that bucket is up. Shots up and good. And that foul will be on Whitley Rammel, her second team's ninth. She'll be at the line shooting one.
Bailed him out. I mean, when your feet are planted and they're tripping over your feet, I just don't know. I mean, she's got a 13-foot men's. I mean.
Truman will shoot one here. Indians down by one. Shot is up and good.
Yep. 25, or I
They're
sorry,
making
45.
Their foul shots. The Bremen's making their foul shots.
Yeah, boy, they've
shot.
Made a lot of foul shots, that's for sure.
We've done pretty 43. Well, but they're just not missing them.
Well, they've shot a lot more than we have.
Yeah.
For sure. Kiki bringing the ball up. Indians down by 2, 1:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
This is going to be back and forth, kids.
Yep.
Back and forth. So
Allie Vaughn drives to the bucket. Passes it out to Whitley Rammel for 10-footer. No good.
Just misses it.
Verdonier with the rebound.
Actually, that was an air ball.
Yep.
You could, I mean, she's open. It's not something you don't want to take.
Down here with the ball.
I'd like to see her drive it to the basket, though.
Ooh.
Yep.
Nice steal by the Indians.
Kiki.
Nice job, girls.
Kiki said nope.
Ready to get the hands on the ball.
Yeah, Allie we need to.
Ball.
We need to. Ooh.
Oh, Allie loses the handle.
Allie. Lost it. Jump ball.
Yep.
Indians get it.
Yep.
So she just did a spin move and lost the handle on it and got tied up, but Indians keep the ball. Thank goodness. We're down by two.
1:21 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Brenna Holman triggers it into Kiki. Indians going to set up the offense. Allie Vaughn with the ball.
Yeah. And they're screaming for it.
Yep.
Girls downtown are screaming for it. I heard Paige.
Brenna.
I think a drive might be our answer. But
nice pass into Allie. Shot is up and no good. We had it.
Yep.
Had the shot we wanted, just didn't fall. Almost over back. Yes, caught it.
He called it.
Yep. Turnover by New Bremen.
That's what we like. A little over in the back. Over back.
Yep. Over back.
I would have never seen that.
Yeah.
I saw you go, oh.
Yeah. She tried to jump. I mean, she did a great job of trying to get away from that call. But good call.
Indians are going to have to get two here.
50 seconds. They need a bucket.
Yep. Down two. 45-43.
I say drive in there.
Yep.
For
Whitley
this.
Rammel up.
Yep.
Shot's
good.
No good, but there's a foul.
Yep. Cordania gets Whitley.
Yep, fouls on Cordania, her third.
So that was, what do you call that, a little hop over the top pass? What do they call
pick
that?
Pick and roll.
Pick and roll, thank you.
Yep.
Hop over the top, pick and roll. I mean, that's all the same.
Okay.
First Paul Brothers free throw is up and good. Girl Whitley. One more, Whit.
Yeah. She's like, nah. Allie's just giving her a hug. You go, girl.
One more.
See if she can get us another one. Make this a tie ball game. 45-44 right now. And it's 45.
Up and good.
45.
Nothing but net there. A timeout by the Indians.
Yes.
45-45, 41.9 left to go here on the Fort Kirby Insurance Fourth Quarter Scoreboard.
Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
Wow. This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
We're back at Fort Site Fieldhouse here, fourth quarter, 41.9 left to go here. Tie ball game. It's been a very intense game tonight, so stick with us.
Come on, Fort Recovery Insurance.
Don't go anywhere.
Bring the Indians home.
This is it right here. You got 30 seconds. You got 40 seconds before this game's over.
45 all.
Yep. The Indians need to come out with a big steal right here. A big steal. Oh, and there it is.
Oh, no. There it is. Grab it.
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Go. 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 Go.
Go. Go. Go. Go.
Go. Get it.
Seconds left to go. 45-45.
Who got that steal? Kiki, or was that Brennan?
Well, it's hard to say.
I don't know. There was like seven people around that ball, so
got
I don't know.
Tipped away.
Whitley picked it up. I know it got tipped away, but tough defense by the Indians. Like they played all game, and now they've created a ton of turnovers tonight from New Bremen. And I believe by 10, 15, 16, 17 turnovers I have for New Bremen. I've got 9 for the Indians, which you know, give or take. I've missed a few in there, I'm sure, but turn the ball over.
No, these are gold stats. Yeah. They're gold.
The only bad thing for us is that was our last timeout.
Oh, is it? Oh, we're out of timeouts. Yeah. Oh, okay. Goodness.
Well, there's 20
seconds. Still has two.
Yep. We got to get the ball in.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get the ball in, and I'm assuming we'll take a decent shot as soon as we can, but I don't know.
We
might play for...
Do we wait? I think we wait. We've run it down to 10 or 5. I don't know. I'm not a basketball coach.
See what Holly's going to do. Since we don't have another timeout, maybe
we
will run it as
coaches.
Low as
That's
we can.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Because I'm so nervous right now, I don't know what I would call.
I would sound like Charlie Brown's teacher in the huddle.
I do know I've seen too many times where they bring the top clock down to 4 seconds, and they only get, you know, you miss your shot. You only got one chance at it because you can't get a chance for an offensive rebound stick back. But again, you don't give the other team a chance
if
for
you shoot
a score
it
either.
And make it, then they have 6 seconds to get down and get a shot.
Right. So you got to take a little bit. Oh, we're going to hold it a little bit here.
Hold it off.
Hang on to it.
We're going for this 15. Last second shot, and I like this thinking. I like it. Don't give them that opportunity to even tie it. I like it.
Kiki gets it to Allie. Kicks it over to Brenna. Back up top to Key. Drives to the bucket. Paige Forkamp for three. Get in there.
No good. Tie ball. End of regulation.
Wow. We're going into overtime.
Yes, we are. Don't go
anywhere. Stay tuned.
Kids.
We'll be right back.
This is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I believe we're
Sorry
back.
About that.
Oh yeah, we're back.
We were just discussing who we were going to have for the scoreboard sponsor for the overtime, and it's going to be Fort Camp Excavating.
I think that's a good choice. It's a good choice. So Indians coming out here with 4 minutes to go. We got a battle to go here in overtime. We're going to see who is going to prevail.
And it looks like New Bremen will have the ball first.
Yeah.
So
no, I think it's a tip off.
Oh, that's right. It is. Yep. You're right.
Yep. So we need Witt to jump high and get that ball for us. Start us off with a
Let's see if she's got
basket.
Legs left.
Yeah.
Okay. Each team gets one more timeout, so we'll have one timeout, and New Bremen will have three.
Mm-hmm.
They had two left at the end of regulation.
Yeah.
So
here goes nothing. So
we'll be jumping against Fred.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is it.
Yep. Both teams will be going the same way they were in the fourth quarter. Second
half. Ramel gets the jump.
And she gets the ball.
Gets it over to Kiki. Indians going to set their.
She's got radar on Kiki. Got radar on her. She knows.
Allie Bond for three. Get in there.
Get in there. Yes.
Woo!
Bam!
What a great start.
Yes, that's a huge shot.
Great start. Great start.
hard, but we got to
give her
buckle
credit
down.
For having enough guts to take that shot right off the bat.
Aggressive.
Down. Yep. Katie Howe with the ball. Gets it over Cardania.
We got to stay strong on defense.
It's up top to Ellie Rechterman. Whitley on her.
Yep.
Over to Katie Howe in the corner. Gets it inside to Friend. Oh, my gosh. Going to bail her out on another foul.
Yep, they do.
That's fouls on Ellie. I believe her third.
I think that's her fourth, I believe.
Her fourth.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So she'll be at the line shooting, too.
Yep.
So we have to be careful with Paige and
Ellie. Both with four. Yeah.
Maybe we need to get Mara.
But everybody else can
be
aggressive.
Mara's got three, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but it's
get
it's
out of there.
Do or die right now.
Yep. First one's up and good. Boy, I tell you what, New Bremen has really shot free throws well tonight. Yeah. I've only got him down from missing two, and I mean, my stats could be off a little bit.
This one will be number three that they miss.
Yep.
Right.
That's second one's up in, no good. Rebound, Whitley Ramel.
Nice
rebound. Both her and Paige were down in there. They did a good job of boxing out there. So. Kiki brings it down to Brenna. She's getting hammered there.
Yeah, she was.
10-foot jumper by Paige is no good.
Dang it.
I think she got fouled, but didn't get nothing called on that one. She wanted the foul on that one. 48-46 with 3:09 left to go here in overtime. Four Camp excavating overtime. Cardania with the ball. Paige slaps it away. New Bremen will track it down.
Good hustle by Paige.
Yeah.
I mean, just
Cardania gets
stabbed
it on over
that ball away. I mean, her body was sprawled out. Couldn't quite get up to go get it. So good hustle by Paige.
Howe passes it off to Cardania. Tries to get inside to Friend.
Yep.
Friend kicks it back out to Rechterman. She shoots a two-pointer.
Nope.
That's
Whitley
blocked by Whitley.
Nice job.
Allie Vaughn picks the ball up, so Kiki will bring the ball down. We are two-point lead here. 2:30 left to go here in the overtime. Kiki crossover dribble to Paige. Off to Brenna. Outside of Allie Vaughn. Drives to the bucket. Gets it out to Brenna. Kiki off the top. Kiki's going to set it back up.
And it is up two. I think we take our time here.
Brenna over to Paige. Down to Allie. Allie Vaughn to drive to the bucket. Oh, she should have gotten fouled. No foul call on that one.
Off the elbow. So no call, but,
but
Indians
we'll keep the ball.
Indians keep it. I don't know how. And New Bremen fans are not happy, but I think she got fouled and that was
so too.
She got her arm grabbed is what happened.
Allie Vaughn with the 10-footer up and no good. Out of bounds on
No!
Oh,
it went off her hand.
Oh, my gosh! That is a terrible... Okay, he's overcalling it.
Yep, he's overcalling it.
Yep.
Yes.
That was a great call. Not a good call.
He knew it right away.
Yeah.
He's like, I called this one.
I think he just got confused on which team was going to
give Kiki credit because she sat there and told him, I didn't touch it.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, yeah, my bad.
Yep.
And other official was coming to let him know. So
yes, for sure.
That's a sign of a really good official when he will instantly admit when he was mistaken.
Yep. Foul on Cardania.
Yep.
That'll be her fourth.
Yep. That's what we like to see. So
Paige will shoot too.
I think Paige was kind of like egging her on, like, come get it. I'd triple dog dare you. I think that's what she was thinking in her mind.
Could be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting too. We need
to get these
free throws here.
Yep.
2 minutes left to go here in overtime. First one's up and good.
Yep.
Yes.
49-46.
Indians up.
Nope. Said she was
on the line. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So we take that point away.
Yes, we do take that point away.
Yep.
Back to 48-46.
Yep. Must have just slipped it up there. Or
second free throw. Up and good.
Good. 49-46. We got to
up by three.
We have got to put the defense on them without getting.
Whitley knocks it out of bounds. Stay with New Bremen.
Nice hustle by Whitley Ramel. Yep. Nice hustle.
Nice hustle by the Indians. Just one thing, they can't get beat on that.
Right.
Can't get beat for a fast break.
Yep. Mara's coming in. Mara's coming in for Allie. Probably not a bad idea. We need
defense here.
Either her or Paige. One of those two.
We don't need Allie to pick up her fifth foul here.
Yep.
And
do we got over here? What? Okay, that's Paige.
Yeah, Paige got her.
Look, I'm trying to coach from up here.
She's trying to coach him to pass it down there because, like, I will pick that off.
I wanted to scream really loud, but I thought, I don't want to kill anybody's ears. So.
Katie Howe with the ball. Gets it over to Cardania. Nice ball fake by Cardania. Yeah. Up and good.
Nice
two-point basket. Up and good. And that'll be New Bremen back to within one. 1:42 left to go here in Fort Camp excavating overtime. We'll be right back.
Recovery Opera House meeting scheduled for this week will now be held on Wednesday, February 24th at 6:30 p.m. in the John and Marianne Wendell Community Room at the high school. Everyone is welcome to attend, and they will have information from the architect, fundraising, including possible grants, nominating it for the National Register of Historic Places, and lots more. Even if you're not from Fort Recovery, you're welcome to attend. And you can also get information on their Facebook page, Morvilius Opera House. COVID protocol will be in effect with masks and social distancing required. So if you're interested in finding out what the plans are and the progress already made on our Morvilius Opera House, make plans to attend the meeting in the community room at the high school, now rescheduled for Wednesday evening, February 24th at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, and also I just got an email today, too late to get the announcement changed, but the meeting is next Wednesday, but it will now be in the auditoria at the middle school instead of the community room. So Opera House meeting is now on this Wednesday at the auditoria in the middle school. So.
I don't know how many more stats I can keep. My hands are shaking so bad.
I know. I'm so nervous. So 139 left to go here in overtime. Indians with the ball.
We're up one.
Up a point with the ball.
Like, I don't feel like we would need to rush here, but I wouldn't mind getting a little bit of cushion.
Now, they're going to start being aggressive, and if they don't call a foul on New Bremen as they're trying to make that steal in about 30 seconds, they'll probably start really going after the ball if they don't call the foul.
He's going to set everybody back up again. 117 left to go.
She wants to see
Whitley
something.
With the ball. Take care of the ball, girls. Take care of the ball. Over to Brenna. Yep, take care of that ball, girls. Oh, inside to Kiki. Nice move by Key.
Yes! Nice job,
driving
Kiki.
Bucket by Kiki. What a great
that
play.
Was
That's a
great
senior play
drive.
Right there. Way
that
to take control,
drive.
Key.
She cups that ball
yes,
when she drives.
Yes, she does.
She, like,
tremendous.
Tucks it in
makes
her
it
hand.
Hard for them to try to block that.
Yes.
Timeout, New Bremen. Indians up by 3, 51-48 with 54-7 left to go here in a Fort Camp excavating overtime. We'll be right back.
My name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
Sin, I fight authority always wins.
God love Bob for his music.
Yep. Chuck, it might be Chuck tonight.
Chuck's playing
Chuck.
The music.
Oh, it is Chuck. Oh,
kudos to Chuck tonight. Yeah. Shout out to Chuck Rohr for the good tunes.
I guess I'll give it to Chuck. I'm used to Bob or Fee. One of them two. Yeah. So what does Fee do down there?
He's the announcer.
Oh, yeah. That's
Bubba's scorebook.
Yeah.
Bubba's scorebook tonight. All right. We're back at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. 54.7 left to go here in overtime. The Indians are up by 3. New Bremen does have the ball.
And we've got to hold them. We need a
steal. Got to hold them.
Big
yes, we
defensive
do. We need a stop here.
Right here.
Need to stop. Cardano with the ball. Gets it inside to Ellie. Blocked by Whitley, but no, she still gets it in. Nice
still
shot by
it.
Ruchterman.
Yep.
She's tough underneath that bucket.
Yes,
she just
is.
Jumps so high.
Yes.
She's so strong. So Indians up by 1. Take care of the ball, girls.
Yeah,
take care of the ball.
I mean, we've got plenty of time. Plenty of time. We're still up 1.
Timeout Indians. Great timeout by Hallie. 34.5 left
That's
to go.
That's our last timeout. New Bremen still has 1.
We can stay here or
we're
going to break?
We can stay here if you want to.
Okay, all right.
Sure.
All right.
We can chit-chat for 30 seconds.
I'm thinking for 30 seconds, the ball has to stay in Kiki's hands.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think?
Absolutely, because they're going to start. You get it down to too low on the clock. They're going to try to foul.
Well, they don't have anybody in foul trouble, but we are in the double bonus.
Yeah.
Both teams in double bonus.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Cardano has 4 fouls, but she won't be in on this defensive stand. So they're doing defensive. Offensive swap outs with her, so she's not in there.
Yeah, so, you know, the Indians are going to be trying to hang on to the ball, and they're going to be trying to steal it, and if they happen to foul, that
then
puts us at the line with them with a chance to for us to miss and them get the rebound.
Yep.
So that's where they're going
to
be.
We need to be strong with the ball.
Yep.
Strong with the ball. Hold on to it strong. Let them slap and swat and, you know, try to get a foul called on them.
Yep.
So, I mean, both teams are shooting, too, because there's over 10 fouls on each side of the court here tonight, so
we'll see who they want to foul.
We need to take
first.
Care of the ball.
I wouldn't want to foul any of us, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm looking at who's on the floor, they're all good foul shooters.
Yep.
And the crowd is getting wild here tonight. This is great.
We've got hear them.
Good crowd on both sides.
They're getting a little cray-cray out here. So
Bray's getting a little nervous here.
Yep.
Trying to get the ball into Key.
Definitely wanting Kiki to have the ball.
Yep. I don't think we need to shoot it.
No.
Make them come out and defend you. Make them foul you.
Yep,
hold on to that, Key. Hold on to it. Hold on to it, Key.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
Really?
Wowzers.
You couldn't let her run in that circle?
Yeah. Truman gets called for the foul. So Kiki be at the line shooting, too.
That was a hands on the body. That wasn't even a foul.
That was a weak whistle,
I have to say.
Very weak whistle. But
I might have to have a chat with him, but that's okay.
Or as one of the New Bremen boys put it last night, party foul.
Dang it. Party foul?
Yeah. First one is up and no good for Kiki. First free throw she missed all night.
Yeah.
She's 6-for-7 from the line tonight.
That's the first one I've seen her miss in a long time.
Yeah.
She won't miss this one.
Yep. This one's going in. Let's go, Kiki. Yeah. Second one is up and no good.
Oh.
Rebound by Paige. Tonight, but that was a big rebound and stick back.
Yes,
so.
It was.
Holy That's a little payback
cow.
For that stupid foul she had on Cordania earlier.
All right, she's out of the closet.
She's out
officially.
Of the doghouse right now. But the game isn't over yet. So.
Let's talk about a nose for that ball.
Holy
right there.
Smokes. Yeah, great rebound and stick back. Kiki hasn't missed a free throw all night. She was 6-for-6, went up the line, missed the first one, missed the second one.
Yep.
Paige picked the rebound up and stuck it back in.
I think Paige said, hey, I got you.
Yeah.
So Indians
That's
up.
That's what teammates are for,
That's right. Amen to that. So Indians up 53-50. We've got 14 seconds left.
Yes. And neither team with a timeout.
Nope.
So they're,
and
the
I'm
going to
say
seconds.
They're going to double screen for Kadania.
Yep.
They're
going to
double screen for her left and right.
And
so
my guess is Brenna's in her face.
They
maybe?
May do a roll with other big girl inside, too.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay. We can take a two-point bucket. We don't care about that.
Yeah. You just don't
so
foul.
There's no there's no timeouts left, so they can't make
look,
it two.
And Allie's telling Whitley, if she gets the ball, you go straight out.
Yeah. And I believe that's what Holly was saying. She had a dead serious look on her face talking right straight to Whit.
You just straight up and don't move. Let her shoot the two if you want, but do not foul her. Yep. So we'll see what happens here.
Friends,
I think we've got the plan. Cordonier's got the ball, and she's going to hold it for like 12
Katie
seconds.
Katie Howe. They're going to go for double screen, back screen. There's Cordonier's trying to get the ball. She's
she
got
she
it
just
5
traveled.
Seconds. Friend, no shot, no shot. Cordonier with the shot. It's no good.
Yes, Indians win.
Indians win. Wow. Woo. Indians win 53-50.
What
a great game.
Two really good teams battling like crazy.
Wow.
That was impressive.
I'm so proud of Paige for not getting the foul at the end. Did you know that Cordonier was going shoulder to shoulder at her? And look, Cordonier is the first one in our huddle.
Yeah.
So let's take a break, come back with some stats. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Holly. Maybe not with the net cutting down, but we'll be back in just a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians come out with a huge win, 53-50 against the New Bremen Cardinals.
In overtime.
Yeah, and man, what a battle that was. I mean, I have no words to say how that ended and how much heart was put out right there at that fourth, that fifth quarter.
Oh,
I mean, huge heart put out there.
Both sides of the court. I mean, New Bremen.
Both sides, absolutely.
Gave it everything, and so did we. So.
And I think what ended up happening is our defense. Our defense has just been so outstanding all year long, and it came through for us again, and that was huge. So the girls are out there cutting down
the nets.
Pieces of the net. So
how exciting.
Sectional champions.
Pretty neat to watch.
And again, a shout out to that student section. These senior guys are here and just giving the girls like the extra oomph they needed to finish this game off. They were really rooting hard.
Yeah, they were loud and rowdy, and that was great.
Yeah, they're fun.
That's what we've missed all year long between football and volleyball and basketball season. Just the big crowds, we haven't been able to have this type of an excitement, so it's nice to have it.
It was fun to watch.
Let's take a quick break and come back with the stats.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse where our Lady Indians are cutting down the nets.
They are cutting down the nets. So we are going to go ahead and go with some stats. I think Susie is tallying the points right now, so I'll go ahead and let her start.
And also, I'm sure Holly isn't going to have any time to come up here while we're still on the air, but I'm going to try to get an interview with her and put it in the archives. So it won't be live because it's probably going to be 10 or 15 minutes before she gets time to come up here. We like to jibber jabber, but not that much. We're too excited right now.
We're going to do some stats here.
Yep. Go ahead and do your stats.
All right. Hey, I got points for tonight. Leading the Indians is Kiara Wanda with 17 points. Can't say enough about how great of a game she had. She took control the time she needed to take control. She was phenomenal. She was strong. Great game for Kiara. Ellie Bond with 13 points. Ellie had a great game and did some good assists as well. Whitley Rammel with 10. Whitley was a beast on both offense and defense and rebounding board on the boards. Paige Forkamp was 6. Couldn't hit anything tonight, but had a huge rebound on that missed free throw and stick back. Brenna Holman with 5. She hit a big three-pointer early in the first half. And Mara Pearson with 2 points on a steal and a bucket. So good job by those girls. For New Bremen, was led by Cordania with 17 points. I believe she was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I believe she was 10 of 10 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm. I would say.
Ruchterman had 15, 6 points apiece for Truman and Friend, 3 for Katie Howe, and 3 for Riley Trentman. Free throws, I believe the Indians were like 14 of 21 from the free throw line, give or take one or two here or there. I've got New Bremen down 16 of 18 from the free throw line. So they were very strong tonight from the line.
For sure.
Turnovers, I have about 17 or so for New Bremen, about 9 for Fort Recovery. give or take a few here or there as well. Our quarter scores were Indians led 8-5 after first quarter, 24-16 at halftime. After third quarter, the Indians were up 34-29. And, of course, at the end of the fourth quarter, it was 45-all. And then at the end of the game, Indians come ahead 53-50 after overtime. So Holly Gann right now is cutting down the rest of the net. I'm sure that has to be a very exciting feeling for her.
Yep, absolutely. I can hear the crowd.
Yes.
Yep.
I have just a few stats. Again, it got a little hairy towards the end. I don't know how official these are. Leading us in rebounds was Whitley with 10. Right behind her with Paige Forkamp with 5. Brenna Holman had 4, and then Allie Vaughn with 3, and a couple ones here and there. But, again, my rebounds could be off a little, I'm sure. And steals, I had Paige Forkamp down for 3, and then Kiki and Whitley both down for 2 and some ones here and there. So that's about all the stats I can manage. I don't know how Susie does it over there. She talks and does it all. So. But anyway,
sometimes
that's
what I scream in games like this.
So
you're out there listening. I apologize.
Yeah, through cutting down the nets. We're going to take a break. If you girls want to take off, you can. And we may be able to get a chance to talk to Holly live here on the air.
All right.
But we'll take a quick break, and we'll see what's going on. And we'll either wrap it up or talk with Coach Gann. And Susie, Diana, I guess we'll see you next week. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds good. Thank you.
It'll probably be at Wapak, and I haven't been able to find a score, but I'm assuming Minster will be our opponent. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show talking to Coach Holly Gann after an extremely exciting game. That was something else. So what do you think, Coach?
Well, you know, obviously it's easy to talk when you win, because if we would have lost, then I probably wouldn't be talking right now. So I'll just be honest with you. But
we're getting a picture taken with Holly and some of her friends, so
yep.
That's okay.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk later.
That's important.
Yep, friends and family are important.
That is really great.
You know, obviously, that was just a great game. I thought, winning and losing that game, I would have been happy either way, just because of our effort, our intensity,
yes.
and really, that senior leadership there that you just saw, is they weren't tired yet, they weren't done playing yet, and everybody else just feeds on that. You know, we gave a great Saturday night game. I can't even begin to explain how happy I am probably right now. We just played so well together. We worked so hard. We were able to brush off those mistakes. We didn't let those mistakes become habits, and we just did everything we needed to do to get that W tonight.
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, that for a long time it was 5-4, and then we outscored them, I think, 17-3, and looked like we had the game well under control, and they kind of chipped back a little bit here and there, and they actually got a 2-point, maybe 3-point lead on us in the fourth quarter, and we fought back, and it was just, you know, even when we were up 10 or 12, I wasn't real confident that we were going to win the game.
Nope, I wasn't real confident either. I was, you know, because the basketball is just a bunch of highs and lows, right? So
yes.
You just hope that your low doesn't come when the time runs out. So obviously, even going into overtime, I'm thinking, okay, I know we can come out hot. We can come out. Allie
yes.
comes out, hits that huge three. huge
15
three,
seconds
right?
into the
15
overtime.
Seconds in, gives us that extra
awesome.
Little edge, gives us exactly what we need, and it just seemed like at different moments of time. Paige, huge rebound, putback. Kiara, drive. I mean, a different
times, everybody just took their turn. And again, we talk about that a lot this year. Yeah. It's just everybody can contribute in one way or another. And, you know, shout out to Paige. Yeah. Came out, two fouls quick. She could have easily just shut down. She could have sat on the bench and just said, oh boy, right? And she doesn't really know is that that rebound put back gave us the cushion that we needed at the end of the game.
So and her mom was saying after she made that, she said, she couldn't make a shot all night, but she made that one.
But you know what? And guess what? She didn't have to make those threes tonight. So we're going to save them. We're going to save those things right now. And we're just going to keep working on it. We're going to work on it. And like I told her, you just don't wake up and start. You practice all the time. I see you make them all the time in practice. So we just gained that confidence. Again, just super, super stoked with how we played and ready to enjoy tonight and take a day to rest tomorrow and watch some tape. And we'll get back at it on Monday.
Yeah, so just looked at the thing here and on the score stream, and Minster is up a lot in the fourth quarter. So more than likely, we will be playing Minster on Thursday at Wapakoneta at 5:30. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was
playing LCC, a decent team, but they're not Minster caliber. But never know what's going to happen. But they were up 20 or 30 points or something late in the fourth quarter. So we'll be playing Minster at 5:30 on at Wapakoneta. Any thoughts on that yet? Are you still absorbing this one? You know,
obviously we know, it's Minster, so we know what we're getting. And you know, I'm going to say it again. I told those guys after the game, it's hard to beat us twice.
Yes.
Okay. Get us once, that's fine, but you got to get us twice. Yep. And we're on neutral ground.
Yes.
So neutral ground, and you're not going to get us twice. Yep. And again, that was a very fixable game. So turnovers turned into points.
Yep. Yep.
So turnovers turned into points, and that just obviously can't happen, and that's okay. You know, 3 weeks is a lot of time to learn and grow and get better.
Yep. So Indians come away with a big victory. Thanks for talking to us, Coach, and we will see you next Thursday.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. And again, that was Coach Holly Gann here on the Miracle Lane's post-game show. And as we mentioned, we will be playing Minster on Thursday at 5:30 in Wapakoneta. So it appears that there is more or less unlimited tickets. They can only be bought on the OHSAA website. And you have to have a code from one of the players or coaches. But it sounds like they're allowed to give that to pretty much anybody. It seemed like we were allowed to have quite a few people. So, again, Indians come away with an overtime victory. Don't have the final number here. The girls wrote it down, and it's over there a little bit. A three-point victory over the New Bremen Cardinals. We beat them 44-40 in their first game after their state championship game, where they were runners-up in the state in volleyball early in the season. But so for Susie and Diana and all of our sponsors, we thank you. Our tonight's sponsors are Hull Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, K&L Tractors, Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, Wayne Street Market, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Kalp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wangler Ace Hardware, and Fort Recovery Insurance. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Tuesday for the boys as they take on New Knoxville here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. And again, find somebody, get that code number, and get tickets and get in here. That'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video, and WPGW will also be here as of now. So we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2007...
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.